It's Here and Now. South by Southwest continues today in Austin, Texas, following yesterday's tragic hit and run. It left 2 people dead, 23 injured, and left many wondering if the festival that draws tens of thousands of visitors from around the world has just become too big. As the festival continues to expand, though, it's drawing cities and countries who've been sending representatives to tout their homegrown musical artists and do a little self-promotion with the goal of bringing new business back home. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, KUT's Kate McGee reports.
Yeah, I mean, so have you heard about the...
You'll hear the word brand a lot at South by Southwest. Businesses and bands are here touting theirs. Tech companies come to pitch the next big mobile app, and increasingly, government officials come to pitch their city as the best place to create that next big app.
There's a collision of all the kinds of people who we're trying to attract, whether it's talented engineers that are looking for their next great opportunity, companies that are looking for a place to grow, or investors that are seeking deal flow. And we want to take advantage of having all of those people in one place.
That's Jennifer Boss. She's director of business development with the deputy mayor's office in Washington, D.C. It's her second trip to South by Southwest. Aaron Horn McKinney is also here on a mission for the city.
Our goal is to actually create the largest innovation and global tech hub, high-tech hub in the world.
Walking around on the trade floor of South by Southwest, it's obvious D.C. isn't the only city, state, or country with the same idea. Michigan and Berlin, Argentina and Canada are here. They're handing out refrigerator magnets, pins, and T-shirts, hawking themselves as great places to live, work, or visit. This year, Chicago joined their ranks. The Chicago mayor's office organized a 3-pronged effort to promote the city in music, film, and business tech. This is Jake Trussell with World Business Chicago.
We're here just networking and meeting people and talking to them about Chicago and trying to see if they have any interests. And many people do.
But Trussell says they're not trying to poach businesses from other locales.
This could be happening anywhere. And, you know, it's not like, you know, we're trying to get Texas companies to come to Chicago. We really just are sort of here to show how great Chicago is to the world.
Here's Jennifer Boss from Washington, D.C. again.
I don't think that by coming here, various cities, including Washington, D.C., are necessarily stealing companies away from anybody, but rather helping entrepreneurs find the place where they can be most successful.
But that doesn't mean poaching isn't happening, says Boss's coworker, Aaron Horn McKinney.
We will say this. We have one company in particular that we're nameless here, but they're actually Austin-based, who has been kind of thinking about coming to D.C. and has, because of what we've been doing, has become extremely excited and has planned to relocate.
Neither representative from D.C. or Chicago would say how much it costs to promote themselves at South by Southwest, although Chicago representatives say most of the money for this trip came from private donations. For Here and Now, I'm Kate McGee in Austin.